Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Dalad Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to be finishing off the difficult and yet beautiful Simen Tof Reish Lamed, which deals with the walls of the Sukkah. And we begin the very top line, Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Osim Mechitza Mibali Chaim. You can use animals to make walls for the Sukkah. How do you do this? Sheyikshar Shom Behema L'dofet. You have to go and solidify, attach the animal so that it can't move, and that can be an acceptable wall. What does this exactly mean? So Mishnah Brura explains in Sif Katan Nun Beis, Im Yesh Cholo Bein Ragleha Gavo Mishlosha Tvachim, if the animal's legs are more than three tvachim to its body off the ground, so the legs are longer than three tvachim, so then you're going to have a space in between underneath the animal, the Gedi and Bokimbo, that theoretically an animal, a goat, could go underneath there, so then you have a hanging mechitza, and unless the feet of the legs are so close together that you have the principle of lavud, which isn't the case with most animals, so therefore in this situation, tzorich legodra, you have to go and enclose it. And that's what the Mechaber is telling us over here, that you can make a mechitza with bali chayim, but you have to make sure that there are no spaces that would nullify the animal being the wall. Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Nun Gimel adds, and he says, kidei shelo tuchal levroach, you have to also make sure that the animal is tied down so it can't move away. And in the Sharet Zion, Os Nun, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this is a big machlokis. Mr. Pakna, in Hubitoris Eitzo Bialma, is this just a good idea? And Bidyevit, Kozman Shalobar, Kia Mitzvah Sukkah, as long as the animal hasn't run away, it's still there, so you have fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah, and just a good idea to make sure that it doesn't run away, that we suggest that you tie it down. Or, oh, do takonas chachamim, or this is a gzeres chachamim, that since it could run away, kadei shelo yavo lidei bitul mitzvah sukkah, therefore you're not yotzei even if it isn't tied down and hasn't run away. And he answers, v'nei lefi mashem mefarish hagra, what the great Vilna Gaon said in Simen Shin Samach Beis, v'lamaskona yeshayach hamimra d'abayi v'rab zera aliba d'rab Yehuda, it's mashma d'takonas chachamim hu, that this is in fact a takonas chachamim, and that if you don't tie it down, it won't be good even if the animal doesn't run away. And the issue, footnote number 46, brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, Shem lo kosher osa, ainu mechitza, it's not a valid mechitza, even if it doesn't run away. He paskins as this Vilna Gaon, b'mnei zoi takonas chachomim, that this is in fact a takonas chachomim, and that you must tie the animal down, and it wouldn't be good even if the animal is not tied down but hasn't run away. Then the Mishnah Brura continues and says, Gam tzorach shitia misucha lemala b'chavolim. You also have to make sure that on the top it's also attached with ropes. O shitia gavoa kokach, or that it should be tall enough, the animal, that even if it were to crouch down, shaf im tirbats, otomos, if it were to crouch down, or if it were to die. Now, Chofetz Chaim says in Siv Katan Nun Beis, we're not normally concerned about Misa, but in this situation, if it were to crouch down, the teepol, and it would therefore not be 10 tvachim tall, yeah, gavo asar tvachim. That's why if you have to hold it up with rope, so that even if it were to stumble or try to crouch down, it wouldn't be able to do so. And in the Sharet Zion Os Nun Aleph, he brings down the Lav Hachi Chashin and Domo Rova. We have to be concerned that it will crouch down, and that would be similar to the fact that it might run away. And if this is a Gzeres Chachamim, then we have to make sure that it doesn't do that. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yochalasos Mechavero Dofen L'Sukkah L'Achshira. You could actually use a person to help make the walls of the Sukkah with the caveat, and this would be good, Afilu B'Yontif. However, with the caveat, Ubavach Lo Yeda Oso Shehomad Shom Shebishu Mechitza, he can't know that he's functioning as a mechitza. That would be on Shabbos or Yontif. But on a weekday, it would be acceptable even if he knows that he's being used as a mechitza. What's going on over here? So Mishnah Brura explains as if cutting a dalet, that you can use a friend to be the wall of the sukkah, v'davka mechavero. That's with a friend. But with an animal, you couldn't do this on Yontif itself, Ladof and Shlishi Lahakshir Sukkah, to make him into the make the animal into the third wall of the Sukkah, Vafilum Lo Yik Shirena, Rake Daniva, and even if you wouldn't to tie it down, even if you're just to make a bow, so you wouldn't have a problem there, on Yontif you can't do this, as opposed to with a person you could. Now, in Dishu footnote number 47, he brings down, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Samach Beis taught us, Sheyesh Omim She'asu Lahamid Es Chaveiro. You can't make a person into a mechitza for you. Im Hamamid Rotzeh Lishtamish Bo Kimechitza B'Shabbos, for a mechitza on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Brura writes that that's not the halacha. And he brings that from the Merkavas HaMishnah, Sheleinyan Sukkah Lo Echmir Bador. On Sukkah there is no machlokis. It would be good, because with Sukkot, you're doing a mitzvah. On Shabbos, it's making a mechitza to allow you to do something, but it's not a mitzvah what you're doing. Here, this is a mitzvah. And you don't have any other sukkah, so therefore you wouldn't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of eating, sleeping, learning, staying in the sukkah without doing this. Alternatively, or we could say that it normally is good, but on Shabbos they were machmir that it shouldn't be good, and that's why that's why Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anything about that over here. Albeit the Ramah over there said, you shouldn't use a person in regards to the Shabbos unless it's under extenuating circumstances. Furthermore, the Ramah says in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Hey, She'ein Lahakdim Esasiyas Eschach. Normally we have the rule that you have to have the walls up before you have the schach up. So he says, "V'kan kishemamin ischavei rulios dofen hari eschach varkayim." How does this work? You're putting the person there as the wall, but the schach is already up. So isn't this tasav lo min osui? So he brings down in this situation that here mamin ischavei rulios dofen. In this situation, Shibofen Shehikdim Lasos Defonos. There were previously walls there. El Sha'achakach Nisl, but now they either fell down or they're no good. So they were originally good schach because they were put up after the walls. And now that the walls fell down, you don't have the problem of Tase Velomin or Osi. Rashay Lahamin is a dofen, Ulasakna, La'achar She'schach Kvar Omid. Since the schach was already there, kosher, so even if the walls, something happened to them, you can just correct the walls and you don't have to readjust all of the schach. The issue footnote number 48 brings down, Linyan Adam Mishamesh Damidaso Kidofit, if using a person as the wall. What about that person? Can he be considered eating the sukkah? So he brings down from Renis and Karlitz, that's out, that depends which way he's facing. If he's facing in towards the sukkah, yes, he could. If he's facing the other way, no, he couldn't. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nunhei says that you'd be allowed to put the person there even on Yontif. The wall fell down, and he still wants to eat in his sukkah, so you put a person over there. So, you can ask somebody, if you can stand there until I'm done eating. Now, from the fact that it's not discussed, it seems that you can't tell him he's doing this to be the walls of the sukkah. You're just telling him, can you do me a favor, stand there. You know, block the sun from coming in, the wind won't get me, whatever. Or just stand there and talk to me. We don't have to be concerned that maybe he'll leave in the middle. He says, "Ach al ak mevade lo yochel usmoch b'zeh." But for a non-Jewish person who may just suddenly leave, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. Mishavur Sivkot Nunvav says, that's on Yontif, but on a weekday, you would be allowed to tell him, I need you to be the wall of my sukkah. Why? Sharimut lasos mechitza b'chalamoyt, because there's no problem in putting up the real wall on chalamoyt, so there's no problem telling the person, please be my wall. As opposed to on Yontif, you're not allowed to put up a wall on Yontif, so therefore this person is functioning as a wall, but he can't know that he's doing so, or else it would be a problem of you're actually building on Yontif. Then the Ramah says, "Hagah afilu be yontiv ain awasur." Even on yontiv, it wouldn't be forbidden. Ela ba'osan shalosh tefanos hamatir masukah. That's for the three walls that make it into a kosher masukah. So that you're not allowed to quote build on yontiv. That's why you can't know. However, Avol b'dofen revi, sure, if there was a fourth wall, so he brings down from the Ravid and the Magid Mishnah that that's not a problem. And he says this has been discussed as well. Vayin le'el and simin shin samach be'esiv. Hey, these halachos in Hilchos Shabbos. Mishmur and Sivkot Nun Zayin tells us, the kivin the yesh hechsher sukkah mikivar, since this is a kosher sukkah already with the three walls, so the fourth wall is not considered making the sukkah. Lo mikre tu binyan, it's not considered building. Rak tosafis al ol aroy vishari, it's only adding on to an already existing ohel, albeit a temporary one, and that is permissible. And the Mishmur adds, uadin de mutalasos bekelin, you could even put utensils there to make that fourth wall, dofen revius, beyond too many times there, even on yontif for this reasoning. However, abo dofen shlishis also, but again, the third wall would not be allowed because that makes the sukkah into a kosher sukkah, and that would be like building. Shumachshir asukkah b'zeh, v'ubachlal asiyas ol aroy, that would be like you're building this temporary ohel, which is forbidden on yontif, the osur beyontif. Now we go to the final sif in this very difficult but beautiful simon, sif yud gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hasomech sukoso al kari hamita. If you go and build a sukkah on top of a bed, that karayim hema mechitzos, and these legs, which are really boards, are the walls of the sukkah. So then, im yesh ba gova asara tvachet min hamita leschach kshera. So then you need to have the space of the sukkah, the 10 tvachim of the sukkah, from the bottom of the bed, not from the ground, but from the bottom of the bed, up until the schach, because that's the sukkah. And only in that situation is it kosher. But you can't count from the ground up to the schach, 10 tefachim. It has to be from the floor of the bed, which is higher than the ground, and that has to have the space of 10 tefachim. Then it's kosher. Otherwise, it's not. And the Chaver continues, and he says, v'im lav psula, if you don't have that 10 tefachim from the bed up to the schach, it's going to be possible in this situation. However, v'im somach haschach al amudim, but if you have the schach standing up in posts, and that's what's supporting the schach, v'akarayim him defanos, and then the bed is just functioning as walls, so then, afilu en gavo asara mi'amita deschach, then even though you don't have 10 tefachim from the base of the bed, from the sleeping part of the bed is up until the schach, it's less than 10 tefachim, nevertheless, that's still going to be good, because you have 10 tefachim from the ground holding up to schach, kim sheyesh asara tefachim, me'aretz at a schach, and therefore, that would be acceptable. Now, we have a long Mishnah Berurah that explains this in a little bit more detail, Sifkat Nun Ches. And he says, hinei mimasha kosav v'akarayim him mechitzos, that the legs of the mechitzos, v'chulei, v'akarayim him defanos, and the legs are also functioning as the walls, so it's clear, muchach demita zu, that this bed is mukefes krushim. This bed is essentially surrounded by boards. Sherosh and echot kavua ba'aretz, one part of the board is in the ground, v'rosh and hasheni olin lamala, and the rest of the boards are reaching up to the top of the sukkah. Min hamita asar tefachim, they go up 10 tefachim. V'hamita hi kroshim kivuim b'mechitzos elu, and the bed is really built on these walls around it as the mechitzos, and that is therefore v'u karkoris hamita, and therefore the floor of this sukkah in this situation is the floor of the bed and not the floor of the ground. Since these boards are firmly attached, therefore making the walls, Nikron also mechitzos karimita. That's why they're also known as the legs of the bed, because they're firmly attached. And therefore, based upon this, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'achshav nevar divrei asif. Now we can better understand what the Mechaber is telling us. Hasomei sukoso karimita, that which we said, you're supporting the sukkah on these boards, these legs of the bed. Klomar, shenosan aschach agabe kroshim. You're putting the schach on top of these larger boards, sholum lamala mehamita, that go up from the bed to hold up the schach. Behem nikroim kroim. They're called legs. Vakroim, hainu akroshim, haniskroim. And these legs, which are really the boards, heim, mechitzos hasukkah. They're functioning also as the walls of the sukkah. And therefore, im yesh gova asara tefachim in amita l'schach, therefore, from the floor of the bed through these boards, you go up 10 tefachim, and then you have the schach, dainu min akroshim shekavuim b'tachtisa lumala, then it's k'shei rogim la'psula. But it's no good otherwise, because here the airspace of the sukkah really is from the bed and up, not from the ground and up. The kivin shaschach samuch la'akroshim, because here the schach is dependent on the krushim. It's supported by the krushim. The kivin shasach schamuch ala krushim, halalu, shem kari amita, which are also known as the legs of this bed. So chashiva hamita atzma karkoy sukkah. And therefore, in this situation, the bed is the floor of the sukkah, not the ground being the floor of the sukkah. It's arkli os mimena ad eschach asar tvachim. Therefore, the airspace of the sukkah has to be 10 tvachim, so it has to be from the floor of the bed up until the schach 10 tvachim. However, if the schach is supported by posts, v'im somach haschach al amudim, pirush, what does this mean? V'amudim tekuyin ba'aretz, these posts are set into the ground, nothing to do with the bed. U'mishum hachi afilu en gavo asar tuach bin amita ad eschach k'shera. Here, the walls of the sukkah aren't the support of the schach, but they are functioning as the wall, so therefore he can go from the ground up and not from the bed up. Even though it's the same scenario, that they're also functioning as the legs. Since the schach is not being supported by the bed or these legs, it doesn't serve to be the floor of the sukkah. The ground can be the floor of the sukkah. The ground which these posts are in, which is supporting the sukkah, or the ground. And since there is 10 tefachim from the ground up to the schach, it is considered kshera. Even though from the bed up to the schach, it's pachas mi asar tefachim. Less long, but that doesn't bother us. Because even if you were to remove the bed, then you have 10 tefachim. And the sukkah won't fall down, the schach won't fall down, because it's being held up by these posts. The mita l'chud kaima. The mita is a separate entity. And if you have a regular sukkah and you add a bed to it, and now from the bed where you're sleeping, there's only 6-8 tefachim up until the schach, that doesn't ruin it. And therefore, it doesn't ruin it over here as well. Mishabur concludes in Sifkat Nun Tes, and he says, even though the schach is being supported by this bed, now this bed is mekabel es tumah, so how is the schach good? That doesn't bother us. Why not? The kabbalas tumah ala schach nemar v'lala defonos. Here, the bed is serving as the walls, and we're not concerned. It's the schach that can't be mekabel tumah, the walls can. Aye. We have said previously, and the Mishnah Berurah now points this out, we call Makom, L'chachila Nochul Nizor B'zeh, we said that the Dover that's Mamed Yisrach should ideally not be something that's Makabal Tumah, Ki Yesh Min HaPoskim Shemachmir B'zeh, because as we brought down previously, and you can see in the Morgan Avram, in Simon Tov Reish Chav Tes, and others, that that would be a problem if the thing that is Mamed Yisrach is Makabal Tumah, so therefore we don't ideally want to do it in this fashion. Again, this concludes Simin Tov Reish Lamed, which was quite difficult to, at least to give over this year. It's maybe not as difficult if you had diagrams in front of you to see it, but we don't have that. And B'ezus Hashem, I hope it's clear. Certainly, Kedai Techazet is over as we're getting closer to Sukkos. And just remember that one should try as much as possible not to take advantage of these halachic walls when one can easily, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, most of the time, put in physical walls and not run into any of these shilas and have to rely upon any kulos. With this, we conclude today's share. Have a wonderful day.